From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad you are on board. I'm Bill Michaels, hanging out with you today. Also, Radio Joe here as well. So if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can. @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. Want to hear from you. So the last four games for these Green Bay Packers, they're getting ready to play a home game against the Atlanta Falcons. As a Packers fan, what are you looking for in these last four games? I talked a little bit about it yesterday. But as a Packers fan, what are you looking for? I mean, there's got to be a reason to watch, right? So what are you looking for? Is there something specific? Is there something, I don't know how to put it. Is there something something you want to see happen? I think there is actually a small and growing group of you that would love to see the Packers lose the next four. Play well, but lose the next four. I don't know how you do that. But lose the next four. That's what a lot of people are hoping for. Play well, lose the next four. See if you agree with this. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the team to, one, not give up. I'm looking for leaders. A guy that's getting paid like Devontae. Guy that's getting paid like Aaron Rodgers. Mason Crosby, for that matter. We were talking about him a little bit earlier. Jimmy Graham. Kenny Clark. Those guys. Clay Matthews. Tremont Williams. I'm looking for those guys to show the young guys how to play through the adversity. You're not out there just trying not to get hurt. You're out there trying to get the job done. You're trying to show everybody out there that, oh, by the way, you're going to be putting this on tape. So if you don't have a lockdown contract, you're going to have to put some things out there to where people are going to want to see you on another team to say, okay, I want to bring this guy into the organization, because even in the face of adversity, he didn't quit. I also want to see how this offense works. Is this offense going to be better? Does it all of a sudden just take off? You know what I mean? What would happen if this thing just all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers comes out, 420 yards, four touchdowns, runs for one. Aaron Jones gets 25 carries, 125 yards, runs for two touchdowns. What would that do? Would that then solidify the decision to say, you know what, it's been Mike McCarthy the whole time? What happens now? Think of the opposite side. What happens now if the offense comes out, it's just as bad, and it's different as far as seeing the, quote, predictability, the staleness of it? What happens if it comes out and it just still looks bad? Think of that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What are you looking for in the last four games of the Green Bay Packers season? And I'll even take it a step further. Are you hoping they lose all four games? 855-830-8648. I can't bring myself to root for a loss. I just can't.
Well, I know. Who wants to? I mean, really, you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers. It's your football team. And you know what? I'm not going to tell other fans how they should act.
Right.
But you know what? For me as a fan, I've been wanting a high draft pick for a long time because the Packers need to find another stud. They just do.
Yeah.
Not to mention a stud who will be on a rookie contract for the next 4 years. So in a perfect world, if the Packers want to lose the rest of their games, I have no problem with it. It will not make me upset one bit. Zero. I got no problem with it. Because this season, it's meaningless now, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
For me as a fan, it's meaningless. They have... yeah, sure, you can play the mathematics and stuff. I was doing this with Tim Allen on Monday. You can play the mathematics and say, well, they're not technically eliminated.
Right.
No, the season's over. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine if they lose these last four, and I'll go another step further. They can bench Rodgers anytime.
That's the other aspect of this.
If that man gets hurt again...
If this team starts going south... What do you do? Now, you look for your leader to play.
Sure.
You want him to play. And the thought is, we don't want him to get hurt. But we also want to get him more on the same page with the guys that he's trying to work with that he keeps saying he's not, you know, comfortable with. And then, in addition to that, if he does get hurt, he's got a whole offseason to recuperate. You know what I mean?
I'd like for someone to ask Aaron Rodgers, how is he feeling right now with the knee and with the collarbone? Because, again, some of the throws this man has made this season have been a little bit off. And I and you brought this up a few weeks ago, Bill, when it comes to his health.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
I don't know. I have a feeling at the end of the season we're going to hear about, you know, some surgery or something to where, you know, he had something repaired or maybe something minor that was causing him a lot of pain. Something. Because it... I can't believe, because I know we had Dan Orlovsky on yesterday, the veteran quarterback out of the NFL. He played for the Lions and such. And he said it's not Aaron Rodgers. It's the route running and it's some of the problems with some of the younger guys. But that still doesn't explain some of the throws into the dirt.
I agree.
Some of the throws that just haven't been there.
We're talking about an aging Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about an Aaron Rodgers that's at the back end of his career. He's got, four or five holes left on his back nine, if you will. How much longer do you really want to subject him to more hits this season when really this season is meaningless? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, some people are freaking out about Aaron Rodgers because, well, he's getting older now. Well, how much longer do you really want to play him? I'm okay playing him in the Atlanta game because I'd like a little payback against the Falcons. I would. Because the Falcons have been owning the Packers for a while. Again, if they lose, not the end of the world. But it would be kind of nice to beat Atlanta. And the Chicago game, it would be kind of fun to be, spoiler, against the Chicago Bears down at Soldier Field because the Packers have done that well. But then after that, pulling Rodgers against the Jets and the Lions, do it. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
855-830-8648. Let's go right to the top. Joe's in Manitowoc. Joe, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Good morning.
What's happening?
I guess I'm listening to the pros and cons of the whole Packers taking a dive issue. I think what it comes down to is anybody that's ever played in sports or followed sports, there's pride certainly at the beginning, first and foremost, in the best athletes. You can't ask first-class, world-class athletes to take a dive. You have to suck it up. You have to play as well as you can. Let the chips fall where they may as far as the draft goes. Have some pride, for God's sake, and keep your chest out and just do the best you can. And if you're the Packers, for Christ's sake, this time, let's not totally ignore linemen's importance in the game. It seems like they try to make do on both sides of the ball, and our quarterback runs for his life, and we don't annoy the other team's quarterback. And as simple as that, that explains why the record is such as it is.
I appreciate the phone call. They have tried, or at least Ted Thompson has tried, to address the offensive line. They tried to address it this past year. They brought in Cole Madison. He never showed up. For whatever reason, which is still unknown to many of us, he was not able to play football this year.
I believe now all of Gutekunst's picks from this year, except for Cole Madison, are on the active roster.
Correct.
As of today.
Correct. But Cole Madison was a guy that they believe was going to be a really solid solid offensive lineman, good backup lineman. And they picked him, and he has not been able to show up.
By the way, they can cut Jason Spriggs anytime. I am so sick of Jason Spriggs.
Jason Spriggs is... What is his contract status, by the way? Let me see here real quick.
I think he's got like one more year left on his rookie deal, and then they have that fifth year option or whatever.
Yeah.
That's off the top of my head.
Let's see here. Running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive linemen.
He's useless. The man is useless.
You can cut him anytime. You can cut him anytime. Next year, it's only making $1.5 million. If you cut him, you owe him $450,000.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. That's it. That's the cap hit. $450,000.
I mean, the guy's just such a bonehead, and he had that holding call, which negated that big passing play. You were talking about momentum swing. Rodgers to Randall Cobb. Cobb was all fired up, and then that idiot has a holding call.
Mm-hmm.
And come on. The guy is useless.
He has not. He's not equipped to play on the outside.
He's not equipped to play anywhere.
He's just not. He's not equipped to play on the outside. 855-830-8648. Hang in there. We've got full phone lines right now. We'll get to Philip, Roger, Jeff, and a cast of thousands all on hold. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
So the Green Bay Packers have 4 games remaining on their schedule. What are you hoping happens, or what are you looking for, might be the better term. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Pete in Vero Beach, Florida. Pete, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm just going to give you a feedback. I'm looking for them to play Aaron Rodgers maybe a quarter to a half at the most and then put Kizer in. I think the Packers need to find out if that guy's got it or not rather than wait until Rodgers gets hurt and find out we got another Hundley that can't carry the load. So I want to see Kizer play to see whether he's any good or we need to move on with him. I also don't care really whether they win or lose the next 4 games. And it's not for draft picks because I'm very disappointed in the scouting team that the Packers have and their ability to scout people. And that's all I got, Bill. And thank you for the opportunity to get
appreciate
back.
It. The Packers scouting department, it's interesting because, you know, you find out a little bit after the fact that, you know, there was at the end of his tenure, I guess, at least, you know, again, rumor has it, it depends on who you believe and what the credibility of the source is, but, you know, from what you hear is that towards the end, you know, there were guys in there that had done a terrific job scouting certain players, and they'll come to Ted with the information, Ted nods his head, and when it comes time to make the pick, they all believe that this is going to be what it is. And next thing you know, Ted goes with somebody completely different. And they're like, what are you doing? You know, guys pounding on the desk saying, hey, you gotta go with these guys. What are you doing? What direction are you going? And Ted just wanted to do his own thing. He wanted to be kind of the smartest guy in the room, I guess, you know? So I don't know to what extent that scouting department really was able to help Ted when Ted wasn't taking their advice. I think that the Packers, now, don't get me wrong, I think when Dorsey left, that put a big dent in the scouting. They lost Reggie McKenzie. He was kind of the director of player personnel, and he was the guy inside 1265. John Schneider, obviously, it was a loss. You lose guys like that over a period of time, you know, that's tough. That's tough. Then you lose Elliot Wolf along the way. You know, I mean, you lost some core players in that Packers organization. I think it took a little while to get over losing Dorsey. Dorsey was a great road guy. He was a guy that loved to go out, look at talent, evaluate it, talk to players, and get a real feel for some of these guys and then bring all the information back to the Packers. I think when they lost him, it took a little while to kind of retain that same level of of scouting that they had had. And then once everybody settles back into their job, guys do their jobs, and they're very good at it. But Ted, at the end, I think just wanted to kind of do his own thing. You know? 855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phone calls. Andy, listening to us in Madison on the Zone. Andy, how you doing today? What's happening, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to see this Packer team go 4-0, finish the season strong, end with a winning record, and end with some confidence going into next year.
I would love to see them go with confidence in the next year. I don't care how they get there. I'm just looking for guys to play hard. If they win ball games, now appreciate the phone call. If they win games, and that's a byproduct of what it is they're doing as far as playing hard on the field, that's great. At this point in time, I mean, I want to see them win games. But I'm more so, now I'm looking for guys that aren't quitting. Now I'm looking for guys with effort. Now, the one thing a firing does is, and Aaron Rodgers is going to feel this too. The one thing a firing does is now throw the microscope and all the light directly on you because you're looked as being problematic. You're looked as being a subpar team. And Brian Gutekunst is not going to sit back and say, look, the guys that I just drafted or the guys that I had scouted when I was working for Ted, they're not subpar. I want to see them perform. And if you don't, I mean, guys like Jason Spriggs, you can... You don't play well. If we can draft some depth or find some free agents, talk to you later. So there's guys that have to come out and perform now because you can't just skate by. Otherwise, you're going to be looking for a job. Not so much – you had to do it all season long, but now everything's being evaluated right now. It's always being evaluated, but right now they believe they had – I mean, this team was picked to win the division. And all of a sudden, nobody's performing well. Wide receivers aren't running crisp routes. Offensive linemen can't hold a block. Defenders can't tackle. Come on. So now all of a sudden everything's being really scrutinized.
Well, you know what doesn't help? Injuries.
And injuries hurt.
And Kevin King now is on IR, so he's done for the year. He
can we
can't
call
stay
him a
healthy.
Bust? He's got all the talent in the world. He can't stay healthy. Can we call him a bust?
I'm not going to call him a bust yet.
2 years into his young career, twice on the IR. And when he's healthy... Shows a ton of talent.
He's got the talent.
But every time he takes a fall, something's torn on the man.
I'm not giving up on him. The health is going to be key, but I'm not going to give up on this guy just yet. You know what? Going into the season with Jason Spriggs, I had said, I'll give him one more look. Let's see if he can finally figure it out. You know, some guys, it takes a little bit slower to develop. Let me give Jason Spriggs another chance. He has done nothing to tell me that this guy should be part of the Packers. Kevin King, on the other hand, has shown the talent when he's been out on the football field. So, no, I'm not giving up on him.
Nope. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let us know. Back to it real quick. Roger and Cudahy. Roger, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good morning. Listen, first of all, I want to clear things up or throw this out here. We're not asking pro athletes to take a dive. What I'm suggesting is putting in second and third stringers, resting and protecting the starters, and asking those second and third stringers to play as hard as possible and risking them the injury versus key starters. I totally disagree and quite honestly don't understand how that you can put that in the context in terms of taking the dive. The other thing is, losses to me are only important in terms of attaining a goal in and of themselves. The main reason losses are bad and wins are good is because they prevent a team from attaining the goal of winning a championship or getting into the playoffs. That's not the case now. I don't understand why some fans, and I don't think we should be so cavalier is to think these wins are not detrimental. There is no value in speculating if Roger plays well or not, what that means or meant in terms of whether McCarthy was the problem. The biggest issue until winning or losing doesn't matter, and it does now. I think we all can agree. For example, the upcoming Falcons game, I understand, Radio Joe, You'd love to kick their butts, But quite honestly, if we beat them, that switches our position in terms of the draft.
Right.
Until winning or losing doesn't matter, and that may mean the last game, the most important factor between now and the end of the season is to lose these games, protect the starters from injuries, and get the highest draft choice possible. I'd like to hear an argument against that.
Appreciate the phone call, Roger, as always. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll deal with that. We'll talk about what Roger just had to say. Also hear from Aaron Rodgers. Full phone lines. If one becomes available, 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I really like our squad. I'm proud of them. They battle, especially those, you know, Spriggs and McCray coming in. And we've had that all season long, but we just had too much of that. You know, we've been playing a lot of young guys, and I think there's better days in the future for this squad. We're just going to have to go through this tough period right now and stick together.
Welcome back. Aaron Rodgers mentioning Jason Spriggs by name there. Yeah. Oh, well. We'll see what happens. Four to go. It's bittersweet because on one hand, you know, you're coming to the end of the season. I mean, you know, we all love football. Football reigns supreme in this state. It just does. I mean, I know people that are hardcore Brewers fans. I'm not taking anything away from the Brewers. I'm just telling you, people get so mad, they'll say, I can't believe you talk Packers, and why don't you talk more Brewers? And Bucks fans will say, talk more Bucks. And you get UWM fans or UW Green Bay fans. It's like, look, when we talk Packers, anything. I've always said, and I don't mean to make complete light of this, but if Aaron Rodgers had really bad hemorrhoids and he couldn't run, and what was going to save his career and save the season for the Green Bay Packers was a hemorrhoid surgery, and they decided to do it on the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field and make it a public viewing event and put it on TV, and you're talking about Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals or a World Series appearance for the Brewers, I think the ratings would favor Rodgers. That's just how many Packers fans are in the state. You don't realize it. I know fans get mad at that, but it's true. When the Packers are on, you could blow up half the stations in the state and nobody would know until Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
So, it's just that's how important the Green Bay Packers are. But in this case, it's bittersweet because people are so mad. They're just like, screw it. I got better things to do with my time. They're like anti-Packers right now, which is exactly what the Packers didn't want. So, you make the move, you fire Mike McCarthy, and all of a sudden there's this new hope, and everybody's got to watch and scrutinize, and you're going to be judging who's doing what and when and where. And now you've got another reason to watch, at least for this upcoming week, and God forbid they get a win. Now, they're not going to catch the Chicago Bears. They're not. But they could either do one of two things. They could either catch the Minnesota Vikings and come in second in the division. The Bears are going to win the division, unless just something miraculous happens. They could catch the Vikings and end up second in the division, or they could lose, and Detroit could be ahead of them, and then the Packers would be the bottom feeder in the NFC North. Yeah.
They could very well be dead last in this division.
End up dead last in the division.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia could be going, aha! And he's been a train wreck in Detroit. Is he a one and done? See, I don't think so.
No.
But he has looked like a deer in the headlights, man.
Maybe if they didn't win a game for the entire season, sure. But no, I don't think they're going to can him.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. This game against the Falcons, if they win, if the Packers win, then I think people are going to be calling into the Green and Gold postgame show and saying, well, see, McCarthy was the problem. Or if they lose again, you're going to see more fingers pointed at Aaron Rodgers because, well, maybe it isn't the head coach. Maybe it is Aaron Rodgers himself.
Yeah.
I could very well see that happening.
Yeah.
Either way this Sunday.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime in. What do you want to see out of the next four games of the Green Bay Packers? Let's go to Andrew in Milton. Andrew, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
I'll try not to dump all of it out at once, but
sure.
So watching Rodgers' locker room interview, you heard it yourself. I think he's only playing just to get that interception record. Once he gets that, if he does, which would mean dumping the ball off to Aaron Jones a lot. Once he gets that, I won't be surprised if he wants to sit. As far as the draft goes, I don't know if there's going to be much of a difference if we get in the top 10 or the top 5, because we're all going to be fighting with John Gruden for the top draft picks anyway. He might take all the best pass rush specialists mm-hmm. in the first 10 picks regardless. And Devontae is not going to tank, because he wants to prove it to the world that he's the best wide receiver on the planet, so he's going to want to get as many yards and touchdowns as possible, and he's not going to want DeShone Kizer throwing him the ball. Other than that, the part that I'm wondering, it's kind of a question, is let's say that the Bears and Vikings lose the rest of their games the rest of the season, and so do the Packers, and we had a chance to go and take the division, and we did it because we tanked. Like, what would we be feeling at the end of the year?
Let me say this, and I've said this before, Andrew, I appreciate the phone call, and I agree with you. It's, first of all, you don't tank. Secondly, you cannot tank in the NFL. The only way as an organization can you tank is if you decide to say to pull Rodgers, give Kizer a lot of time, you're playing a lot of the backups. That's it. This whole thing about tanking. Let me explain something to you here. You can't ask guys that have contracts and money at stake to go take a dive. You're not going to pay them. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're going to look, you're Brian Gutekunst, you're sitting up top, right? Okay, and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, you know what? If we tell these guys in the pregame speech, guys, we're going to tank, which, first of all, would never happen. But let's just say, hey, Lucas Patrick, we're going to go ahead and play you. Lane Taylor, we want to rest you and we're going to sit you. But, Lucas, when you go out there, don't play hard. You know, it's DeShone Kizer's got good wheels. He can run. Don't play hard. Lucas Patrick is sitting there thinking to himself, I need money, man. I got to get a contract. If it's not here, it's someplace else. Somebody's going to look at this and they're going to go, what the hell is he doing? He looks terrible. DeShone Kizer, go throw a couple picks. Go out there and throw a couple picks. You're going to go over to Dean Lowry and say, you know what, Dean? It's taking you a while to develop. We see what you got. Go ahead and take it easy. You're not going to do that. There is no active tanking. The only way you're tanking is if you just play backups. And then the team is saying, okay, our season's over. We're going to see what we got. And I get it. But there is no active tanking in the NFL. First of all, you're going to get hurt. Second of all, most of these guys, unless you're Aaron Rodgers or Clay Matthews or Randall Cobb or Jimmy Graham and some of these other veterans, everybody else is on a deal that hasn't paid them big millions yet. You're trying to get the big millions. You're not tanking. It's the dumbest thing anybody can think. And if you say it, you look even and sound even dumber. You can't do that. So don't talk about tanking. The organization can tank, okay? They can do that by playing all the backups, but no player and group of players is actively tanking. And let's be honest, if I'm a secondary guy, am I tanking so they can draft more secondary guys? That's the dumbest thing ever. So the whole tanking thing is just, you can root for them to lose, maybe just not be as good as the other team. Okay, that I can understand, but nobody is actively tanking. Don't ever say it again. You sound like a moron. This isn't basketball where one guy comes in and changes the entire franchise. You need 22 guys of upper echelon skill to be able to win a championship, quarterback included. But you don't tank, because you tank, they're not going to say, oh, you know what? Between you and me, Lucas, hey, you really sucked out there. That was great. Way to go. We're going to pay you $5 million a year. It ain't happening. Doesn't happen that way.
Well, if they keep putting Jason Spriggs out there, that will,
well,
you know.
They got him going out there because of injury, though. They're not just putting him out there to put him out there.
I know, but, you know, by all means, just Jason Spriggs, hey, go out there and get your reps, man. Maybe you'll get better, or maybe you'll just be who you are.
Let's go to Michael in Appleton. Michael, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing well, man. What's happening?
I'm just tired of hearing you guys talk about Kevin King being a bust. We played this game with Devontae Adams when he was injured his first 2 years. Give him time.
I hope he comes back and plays well. As of right now, he hasn't done anything. He's impressive when he's healthy. He's impressed. Every time he falls down, though, he hasn't taken big hits. He just falls down. All of a sudden, he's hurt.
When he's out there, this defense looks, feels, and plays
big time. I completely agree. Big time.
He's a different maker.
Big time.
He's not a bust. Don't leave him bust yet. You leave him bust, that label sticks with him.
Well, he's got it. Then he has to come back and prove something next year and stay healthy. The problem is talent-wise, not a bust. Physically, he's got a year left to do it.
Pairing King and Jari together, the defense is going to get really, really good.
I'm crossing my fingers. You are correct. Michael, I'm crossing my fingers. You're correct. Appreciate the phone call, man.
I'm right with Michael. I'm not giving up on King at all. He is not a bust. The man just needs to stay healthy.
That's a great big if.
The talent is there in that guy.
Has he taken a big hit? Most of the time, it's some awkward fall to the ground.
Right, or he's hitting guys with his shoulder and
the shoulder pops out.
Right.
It's not like he's got these big explosive hits where he got lit up across the middle or something. This is just normal every day, falling down, I got hurt, now I'm out for the season. That's Kevin King. They knew he had injury problems when they drafted the guy. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over at Quick Trip. Now, Quick Trip, they're giving away 15,000 in prime. I'm not kidding. 15,000 in prizes this month. Oh, yeah. You could win an Apple Watch, a Yeti cooler, a PS4 bundle, KitchenAid mixers, gift cards, a whole lot more. Visit any Quick Trip store. I did today, as a matter of fact. Stopped in again this morning. Sherry and I did to drop her back off at the house and on my way to work. Stopped off there. Stopped off at Quick Trip. Used the Quick Rewards card. Registered. Bam. There you go. Each day there's a new prize. The prize list available at the stores or go to quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Today is Angus Cheeseburger or Spicy Chicken Sandwich Day. $2.19 a piece. There you go. It's that good over at Quick Trip. Back to the phone calls. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Pewaukee. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Billy, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Bill, I'll tell you, I've never agreed with tanking in any sport for that matter. But when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, okay, and you got 4 games left. The guy's played with a knee injury for how many weeks now? And you know that knee's not 100%. I mean, and you're going to put him out there and risk it. I'll tell you what. Okay, let's use this for example. They lose to Atlanta, right? And then they go down to Chicago to play the Bears. If an injury happens to Aaron Rodgers and he's got to have reconstructive knee surgery or what have you, how's it going to look then?
Right.
When you have an opportunity to sit him, this season's lost. It's over. Let's just face it. It's over. Why you're gonna take the risk, and it could happen because the Bears, trust me, they're not gonna. After the first game we played against Chicago, trust me, I would not even think of putting Aaron Rodgers out there and letting Khalil Mack have a piece of him. You got to rest Aaron Rodgers and just sit him down. And second off, Bill. Do they really know what they got in Deshaun Kizer right now?
No. So, well, I mean, you kind of do because he started for Cleveland. I mean, you kind of know what you got.
You kind of know, but I'm saying now's an opportunity to put him in there and let's see what we got here because, in the offseason, we might have to look for another second-string quarterback. And now's a perfect opportunity. You got 4 weeks to look at Deshaun Kizer and evaluate him and see what you really got.
I can't see them putting him in. This is the reason, appreciate the phone call. This is the reason why you're not going to put Kizer in, because Aaron Rodgers has been outspoken. Everybody knows Aaron and Mike had this situation, all right? You're not breaking state secrets here. So everybody knows there was an issue. So now you got the put up or shut up moment, okay? You want to see what Aaron Rodgers does without Mike McCarthy. You want to see what he's capable of doing. Everybody knows he's a terrific quarterback. No doubt about that. By the way, Deshaun Kizer next year, for people that say you're going to go out and look for another one, he is signed actually through 2020. It's like 680,000 next year, 900 the year after that, and a little over a million the year after that. So he's not going anywhere. He's going to be here for a while. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Huddle coming up tonight. Maxwell's and Cedarburg, all brought to you by Bud Light. Hope to see you there as a face in the crowd. 6 to 8 tonight. Going to be a good one. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Don't forget our friends at Cousin Subs reminding you, pick one up like we did today. We should have picked up some gift cards and then got the free Cousin Subs, but we just bought the Cousin Subs. Have it here in studio. Got the Bill Michaels, Radio Joe's. What do you got over there, club? Grubbing down on that like you're going to the electric chair later.
Yeah, I ate the club.
Ate the club.
Now I'm eating chips.
There you go.
No cheese curds.
No curds today.
No curds.
All right, there you go. We're going face first into this stuff right here in studio.
They got good chips, too.
Good stuff. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now for the first time on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking some Platteville Pioneers basketball as our newest best friend is now joining us, Jeff Gard from UW Platteville. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, well, right now I'm a little hungry after listening to you guys talk about those Cousin Subs. So once we get done with this conversation, we'll have to jump on it.
Might have to go there, yeah.
I'm doing great, and I appreciate you guys having us on.
You guys are off to a pretty good start. Only a couple of losses on the season. You're coming off of a big win over Cardinal Stritch. Let's talk a little bit about your team, just what you got this year.
Well, you know, I think coming off of last year's Sweet 16 run, you know, we had a pretty good nucleus coming back. We obviously lost some good leadership and two key starters and Jake Showalter and Matt Oestreich. But I think, the nucleus of the group was back as well. Our player of the year in the conference and Robert Duax is back. And backup point guard was an all-conference player as well. And Quentin Shields, who was only a freshman last year, so sophomore this year. So, you know, surrounding those two guys, obviously we've got a pretty good balanced group that, you know, I think we're finding ourselves continually learning day in and day out as we get going through this this non-conference slate here early. And, you know, as I think it's starting to show a little bit more, too. I'm seeing us a little bit more confident and a little bit more cohesion on the defensive end of the floor as well.
Obviously, Duax leading the team the prior game with 18, got off to a hot shooting start, 7-12 in the first half and 4-6 from beyond the arc. But the one thing that's so impressive, you guys are out-rebounding teams right now. It's more fundamental than it is anything. You guys have really set up rebounding as part of transition basketball, haven't you?
Well, it is. You know, we've talked a lot about the defensive end of the floor in particular and, you know, finishing out possessions. You know, and I think anytime we can control the tempo of a game, you know, and that's obviously getting defensive stops and also offensive execution. I think, you know, the other night we did a very good job, I think, of trying to keep some shots alive and getting second chance opportunities for us, which obviously, you know, helps if sometimes they're not falling, you know, and you can also kind of control that tempo of a team trying to run on you as well.
One thing I've noticed, you guys are deeper. The last three games you guys have won, your bench is almost either all come close to doubling up, but really outplayed their bench. Your depth has really kind of carried you too, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we've had a couple little banged up injuries, just little nagging things, and you know, a couple guys are going to be getting back here as well, so add a little bit more to it. But I think right now that's the key. We're trying to find the guys that are growing, guys that got maybe a little bit of experience last year, but then, you know, this year they're obviously another year older, and you've got a couple freshmen that are even stepping in as well and contributing as well. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're looking at right now, is obviously if we want to continue to go through this non-conference slate as well, getting some experience with some guys and trying to find out who we can really rely on when it comes to conference play after the first of the year. And obviously when you run through the conference slate and you're going 14 straight conference games every Wednesday, Saturday, you know you're going to get dinged up. You're going to have some guys with some heavy, tired legs. If you have some depth, that's obviously going to be able to help you withstand some of the likes, obviously, the Stevens Points, Whitewaters, and Oshkoshes as well.
Talk with Jeff Gard, UW Platteville men's basketball head coach. So you've got five out-of-conference games left. Then on January 2nd, you get into the WEAC. Tell us about the strength of the conference this year.
Well, I think this is of all the years I've been here, this is probably the heaviest it's ever been. You know, you got the runner-up, national runner-up last year, which took third in our conference in Oshkosh. You know, they've got everybody back. Stevens Point's loaded again. You got Whitewater's got everybody back as well. Yeah, I think the teams that are dangerous maybe early on, not a lot of people are talking about them, but River Falls is obviously playing well. Eau Claire's playing well. And it was funny, you know, obviously I was down in Wash U with Pat Yuckum, the old Oshkosh coach, and we were talking about it, how tough it's going to be. And, you know, the two teams that were picked at the top of the league at that point when we were having the conversation were actually at the bottom of the league. And just kind of showing you the how this year is going to play out, and we're just going to have to go in it one game at a time.
Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. We're going to talk every other week. We're going to kind of check back in on Pioneer basketball. Really looking forward to it, too. You got a hell of a facility down there. I've been down there a couple of times, and really looking forward to chatting with you all throughout the season, okay?
Well, I appreciate it, Bill, and, you know, obviously we look forward to even this weekend as well. We've got a big one coming up with a doubleheader and, you know, bringing in some awareness as well. Some cancer research and pediatric cancer in particular. So obviously we're excited. We got a doubleheader women's play against Loras at 3, and we got Central out of Iowa at 5 o'clock. But the biggest picture is that it's going to be a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital in Madison, as well as the Wilson family and Coach
That's
Megan
awesome.
Wilson, our women's
That's awesome.
Coach. So we're looking forward to
Coach got to run here right at the top of the hour, but it's awesome stuff going on. We'll send everybody to the UW Platteville website. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.